Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to answer your queries, your issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, and the answers are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today we have the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi, who is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, Professor, in our previous episode, you talked about the methods of character development, and you said that everything that we want to teach to our children should be based on the teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt, which are the two most precious things left behind by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now, since Quran and Ahlul Bayt are the most important sources for knowledge, we have gone for a session with you about the importance of teaching Quran to our children. Now I would want to ask you, how can parents use some of the methods or approaches for instilling a deep love and reverence for the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's very important to understand that everything which is good emanates from Allah Almighty. And the source and the after the Allah Almighty, the source of all goodness is the Ahlul Bayt. Everything which we can think about virtues in mankind, the utmost level is to be found in the Ahlul Bayt. So whenever we talk about goodness, as we when we recite Ziyarat al-Jami'a,
right,
it's a very beautiful presentation of the virtues of the Ahlul Bayt. When there's any, the Ziyarat al-Jami'a teaches that if there's any talk of goodness, of anything good, anything of a virtue, of felicity, the source, the fountainhead is the Ahlul Bayt, the Imams.
Right.
So whether we're talking about anything of virtue, of goodness in this world, they are the source. Through them we achieve whatever we can.
Right.
When we talk about the Ahlul Bayt, when we talk about the awaited Imam, our children must know that when we, for example, in the Laylatul Qadr, we say the angels descend down to the earth. Upon whom do they descend? There should be a platform, there should be some place which is capable and has the capacity to receive the angels.
Right.
And that is the Imam.
Imam of our time.
So he should be the focus of all our attentions. If we talk about, unfortunately, our children, ourselves, we are much influenced and impressed by this advancement of science and technology. Science and technology has to be, even if we achieve anything, anything is achieved is through their grace and their providence. And it should be for the sake of their goals. It should be in their service of the Imam. Everything we achieve in the field of science and technology, everything, whether it's science, whether it is human sciences, natural sciences, the technology, everything should be focused on that central theme. That is important. If we want to really imbibe our children with the philosophy and the love of the Ahlul Bayt, the mission they have, then we should, we can, anything that is happening which is good in this world is because of the Ahlul Bayt.
Right.
They are the source of our goodness. They are the channel through which Allah Almighty gives that mercy to us. The Holy Prophet is Rahmatan Lil Alameen. Just as Allah Almighty is Rabbul Alameen, the Holy Prophet and his holy progeny, they are the channel for all goodness. So we should realize that whatever is good in this universe, it is because of them. So we need to attach, we need to glorify them, we need to praise them as the manifestations of Allah Almighty's names and his all the goodness that is possible in the material world is because of them.
We'll discuss more with you, Professor, on that topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're exploring how we can instill the deep love and reverence for Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam in our children. Yes, Professor.
So today, in this world, the world which we are faced with, this movement of resistance, the global movement of resistance.
Right.
Which we can see, for example, in the movement of Arba'een.
Yeah.
The Arba'een is becoming a part of that, the manifestation of that global movement.
Right.
Or other events that take place. The focal theme is the imamat of the Ummah. That has to be made the theme upon which all our activities should be based.
Right.
We need to make ourselves and our children realize that without, for example, when we talk about imamat, when we talk about congregational prayers,
right,
we take our children to congregational prayers. Apart from the fact that we are worshipping Allah Almighty, we are learning one very important thing: how to follow the imam.
Yes.
In congregational prayers, whoever is the prayer leader,
how to be unified,
how to
be obedient.
You are working together. You are collectively praying behind the imam. You're not allowed to go ahead of him
in the
practices.
Jamaat prayers.
Before he prostrates, you're not supposed to prostrate.
Right.
Before he stands up,
says any zikr, you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to, supersede him.
Exactly.
And you are not allowed to remain lag behind. You have to follow him. Al-mutaqaddimu anhum mariq, wal-mutaakhiru anhum zahiq, wal-lazimu lahum lahiq. Neither should be anyone transgressing them, going ahead, not lagging behind, but remaining just together behind him.
Right.
Not shoulder to shoulder, because you can't be shoulder to shoulder with the imam. You have to be one step behind him, but following the prayer leader.
Right.
So this is a very beautiful example, and this is education. This is teaching us to follow the imam. The whole problem with the ummah today is that we have not understood this concept of imamat.
Okay.
This is the reason divergence from the message of Ghadir led to Karbala.
Right.
Our children should know that this is the main reason why when the Holy Prophet said that after me you should follow Imam Ali, he is the Mawla, people did not accept that message. That led to Karbala. Yeah. So we need to make our children realize, starting from the family unit, the imam of the family unit is the father.
Father.
He has to play the role of the figurehead. And then everything must revolve around him. Going into the society, the first place, the first stop is the masjid.
Right.
the neighborhood around the masjid. The prayer leader is the imam of the neighborhood.
Right.
So this is the society which needs to be developed if we want to become followers of the imam. It should start from the grassroots, from the family unit. This concept of this making our children part of that global movement.
And the guardian of the family, as for you, is the father of the family.
Father of the...
Yeah, we'll discuss more with you on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet ﷺ said, "Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Sayyid Salman Akavi, and we're discussing how we can instill the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam in our children. Yes, Professor.
So the imam is not only, and there are three things which have to be there in any imam at any level, starting from the grassroots levels of the family unit. The imam is the qudwa. He is the role model.
Okay.
And then he has to, he is the focus of our attentions. He has to be loved. He has to be revered. He has to be respected.
True.
And then he is the murabbi. He is the educator. He has to teach our children. The father has to teach our children.
Right.
He is the, he has to be the role model. He has to be the, he
one
has to be revered and loved and adored, and he has to, with that love, he has to teach them, guide them, educate them, and then he has to command them.
Right.
He's the imam, he's the guardian, he's the wali. So all these roles are there in at the lowest level to the highest level. If we can create a society which starts off with this family unit in the form of a small unit which is based on the concept of imamah.
Wilaya.
The wilaya is not something out of the world. It's not something supernatural. It is something which human beings have been built in with from the day that society...
It's very tangible, rather.
It's the day the human beings became civilized.
Right.
Every civilized society has accepted one person to be the head of the society. Head of the family, head of the society, head of the nation. You will find no country in this world where you don't have a president or a prime minister or a king who is leading or heading the society. So it is something very natural in human beings. But the only thing is, the only problem is that a person who has to take the, up that role of the imam has to be qualified to do so.
Right.
In the basic difference between our concept of imamate and wilaya with the concept of any other concept of, like in democracy.
Right.
In the basic difference is that a person does not become qualified to rule because people support him and he's popular. No, it is important that people support him. It is important that he should be popular, he should be adored, he should be loved. But before that, he should be qualified in himself.
Right. So the basic thing that you're saying to develop the love of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, our children, is that we got to be making this concept very, very tangible for our children, like taking them for the congregation prayers where there's imam, where he's being followed, where there's obedience that is being taught, where there's unity that's being taught, where there is the concept of when to follow, how to follow.
Exactly.
All these things are taught and the concept becomes very, very tangible, and the concept becomes even more tangible when it starts within the family, when there's obedience from the father himself. So
every child should be brought up to become a leader of himself, because he is supposed to become the head of the family, of his own family.
Right.
So that leadership quality should be developed in that person, in the human being. And then it goes up to the highest.
So there's not only this obedience or like the submissive kind of role, which is portrayed in the media as well. There's this leadership quality as well that should be developed in our children. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and for that beautiful discussion. Thank you so much to our listeners. Hope you got more insightful and great discussion today and had a lot to learn about the Islamic upbringing of your children. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. There's a tab called of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our program there. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know?